A Garden Full of Joy and Love. Once upon a time, tucked behind a school was a garden, and every day of the week, the dear teachers at the school would take the children to this garden to do their good work and play. Oh, how the children loved this garden! They would dig, rake, and sweep every nook and cranny. They would dutifully collect acorns for Squirrel Nutkin and his family. They would slide down the slide and roll down its hill. They played hide and seek and journeyed through the bushes with one another. They made cakes, soup, and delicious mud muffins for each other and the teachers. Each day they played there, they filled the garden up to the brim with joy and love. The teachers and the children would sing songs and tell stories in this garden, and always sitting close by was the house wren. She would fly from branch to branch, getting just close enough to see the children's smiles and hear their laughter. One day, just as King Winter was leaving the land, the house wren came to the garden and the children were not there. She cocked her head to look closer and see if they were hiding in the house or the shed. She peeked deep into the tall bushes and behind the trees, but there were no children to be seen. The songs and stories the teachers told were now only whispers in the wind. Day after day, the house wren came to the garden, and day after day, the flowers grew, and soon bountiful blooms opened on the tops of their stems. The trees began to open their leaves, and the grass on the hill grew more green. The house wren missed the sound of the children's laughter and the songs and stories. One fine day, when the sun was beginning to rise in the east, as it always does, the house wren flew quickly to the garden, wondering if, perhaps, she would see her friends. But alas, they were not there. As she flew closer, she saw that Lady Spring was in the garden, wearing her primrose crown and a dress made of flower petals. This made the house wren happy. "Good morning, Lady Spring," tweeted the house wren. Lady Spring replied in song, as she always does. Spring is coming, spring is coming, birdies build your nest. Spring is coming, spring is coming, birdies build your nest. Lady Spring looked at the house wren and smiled and said, "You know what to do to fill this garden with joy, wonder, and beauty, just like the children and the teachers did." The house wren did know in her heart what to do, for that was the song the teachers and the children sang when they did their good work and played in the garden. The house wren searched and searched for just the right place to build her nest. She gathered twigs and straw, dried grasses, and pine needles, too. The whole while she sang the song the teachers and children had taught her. Spring is coming, spring is coming, birdies build your nest. Weave together straw and feather, each one doing their best. Spring is coming, spring is coming, birdies build your nest. Weave together straw and feather, each one doing their best. When the nest was ready, the house wren laid her eggs and settled on top of the nest to keep her eggs warm and safe. On the day the eggs hatched, the baby birds brought joy and love into the heart of the mother house wren and to the garden tucked behind the school.